You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Monday with me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear a sermon now. I just preached this yesterday, and it's entitled Press H for Hell. And it really is based off of a comic strip I read the other day from the Far Side of a man stuck in the elevator with Satan, and the devil said to him, finally, in a moment of truth, he said, press H for both of us. And that was the launching point for this. Good gosh, how can you ensure this never happens to you? What can you do? How do you overcome? How do you overcome the enemy here? And that's our launching point here for today. This will play here Monday and Tuesday. And no services here on Wednesday. We're taking the month of September off Wednesday nights. We'll be back in October, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock. Here now, today and tomorrow, here we go. This is part one of this message here. Press H for hell.
Now, today's sermon originated from this cartoon. Let me explain if you're listening in on the radio today. There's a cartoon up here from a Far Side which ran this week. Granted, this sermon came about on a Monday, okay? And I refuse to let any demon in hell change what I'm going to preach. All right? I don't change it because of evil, otherwise we'd never get anything done in here. Right? I mean, every week it's something new. So, for those that are listening in on the radio, there's a picture here of the devil and some guy in an elevator here. And the devil says to the man with the fingers over the button, he says, H, please, for both of us. So I'm going to be referring to this. If you hear this on the radio, that's what I'm talking about. But let me be perfectly clear here this morning. This is the sermon that the Lord gave me on Monday morning to preach this week. And I'm sorry, but this is the sermon that I will preach today. I mean, don't you think that God knows 3 days in advance everything that's going to happen? Me and Darren rejoice week after week after week after week after week after week that we're always on the same page. Everything from the music that he picks out matches the sermon. So he's not going to stop now is what I'm trying to say. And I cannot in good faith change my sermon this week because of evil or because of the devil. Because if I change my sermon, like I said, this week or any other week, we'd never get anything accomplished here. But this is the sermon God wants me to preach this morning. Look, there's a few billion people in this position here today as we meet here at church here this morning. So God is sovereign. He knows on a Monday morning everything that'll happen on any given week. He knows if someone will have to look on my desk to preach this sermon if I don't make it to a Sunday. So I refuse to change. When I stop hearing from the Lord, then it's time to organize a pastor search committee here and find someone who does. So let's see where we end up this morning. And at the end of this message, you and I will understand better why this message had to be preached here today. I don't know the answer to that. We'll see if we arrive at it. But just know and understand, I do hear from God still. And this is the message He wants me to preach. When that stops happening, I won't be the pastor here anymore. I promise you that. I don't buy my sermons from Sermon Central. Now, does anyone need one of these handouts for today? I want to welcome, too, the visitors, those that are visiting here, Island Community Church, this morning. All of us here, this wonderful church family, greets you guys in the name of Jesus. And anyone else here who is visiting today, welcome here to Island Community Church. Now, inside a bulletin, there's a handout with book, chapter, and verse, all of my scripture references for everything we're going to be looking at. If you need one of these to write on, or you can write on the back of the bulletin, just let me know. Also, in the back of the bulletin is plenty of space. There's more info here on the church back here. There's a little tear-off sheet, which if you guys could fill out that you're visiting. And our order of services and here and everything, it's all there in the bulletin. I don't know where to start this sermon. So take a good look at this picture. I made the comment on Facebook where I posted this, that sooner or later, you're going to hear some truth from the devil. Strange, too, that he never seems to lie to God. He lied to God the Son when God the Son had skin on and tried to tempt him to sin. But he never lies to God. Why lie? Why lie to God? The Bible reveals to us at least two times that the devil speaks the truth. Now, this here is a very truthful picture. I mean, that's the truth. But what kills me is the expression on the guy's face. You mean you're real? But my college professor disproved you years ago. Right? Science and education disproved God and any of that stuff a long time ago. That's what they say. The first time we hear the truth out of the devil is when he was contending with God over Job. And the devil made the famous comment when he said, in Job chapter 2, verse 4, he said, skin for skin, exclamation point. All that a man has. Now, catch the truth here coming out of the mouth of Satan. Until you prove him wrong. He says, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Naturally, there's no need to lie to God, right? I mean, you can't deceive him. The devil can only deceive you, right? He can't deceive God. So don't waste your time lying to God. For the most part, that axiom is true. Skin for skin, that is, your hide to save mine. That's the axiom out here today. Your hide to save mine. You see it all over the world today, right? People getting on airplanes that have Ebola willingly sick, and they know because the axiom is true for the most part until you prove that to be wrong, and that is your hide for mine. Jesus warned us that this axiom is true. He said in John 12, 25, he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So, once again, the axiom is true until you prove it to be wrong. And the way to prove that axiom is wrong is found in the second place where the devil tells the truth, Revelation chapter 12, if you guys would turn there, please. Revelation chapter 12. You see, the lying and the deception is for the here and now. Up here to this point, you see, it's just too late now. He ain't going to lie to you anymore. Once you get here to this point, there's no lying anymore. The lying and the deception is today. The press H for both of us is what it is. Revelation chapter 12. I showed you one place where the devil tells the truth. The axiom he gave to God in anger when he said to him, all that a man has he will give for his life. Now, here's the second one. Revelation chapter 12, starting in verse 7. Now here, Satan still has access to the kingdom of God and to heaven. And we're getting an inside baseball look at what's going on up there. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Now, my understanding is that this has not happened yet. Okay? I could be wrong. This is my understanding. Maybe this happened this week or last week. I don't know. Sure is a whole lot of evil, angry people out here, isn't there? Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael, that's the archangel, Michael. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, which, by the way, is how you end up there, in that elevator. You've been deceived. You've been deceived. So he was cast to the earth. I'm still in verse 9. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Now the Bible says the devil accuses us day and night before God. So there's the second case of the devil speaking the truth. And that is, why lie over your sins? He doesn't need to lie. All he needs to do is follow me around for a day. Why lie? He doesn't need to. When it comes to your sins, there's no need to lie. I can hear it now. That old Paul Esposito, he's a sinner. Did you see what he did last week? Did you see how Pastor Paul stumbled and fell? Do you see how Pastor Paul fell short of the glory of God last week? How about a little more truth, devil? God, it says here in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. No need to lie, right? I've sinned. The wages of sin is death. What's my plan? Truth, truth, truth. But the truth the devil leaves out is the rest of that verse. It starts with a big but. And the but is, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Forgot that one, didn't you, devil? See, that's the truth, but it ain't the whole truth. The whole truth is, that man in the glory died in my place. He took my punishment upon himself. Smitten by God and afflicted, died in my place. So that might be the truth, but I'm a sinner. But that's not the whole truth. The whole truth is the blood of Jesus Christ obliterates my sin. And you have got no hold on me. That's the whole truth. Now, right here in this next verse is how you overcome. Be it in this time, or if you're one of the ones alive when the devil does get kicked out of heaven, we're still in chapter 12. verse 11. And when I'm done with this, stay where you're at. We're going to go to chapter 13 in a minute. How to overcome. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. So, how can I not be trapped in this same elevator with this devil up here? Or if I am, by happenstance, what's my plan? How am I going to persevere? Because guess what? Christians have been thrown to the lions for years. You could find yourself with a devil. Whether you're thrown to the lions like they did in Nero's time or here today, what's my plan if I end up here? What's my plan? How do I overcome that man? And he gives us the answer, praise God. Number one, the blood of the Lamb. And the Lamb is who? Right. Easy to understand the book of Revelation. It really is. You understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. You understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. The Lamb is just like what John the Baptist said in John 1:29. Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. The scapegoat they laid hands on, laid all of the sins on the people, on the goat, kicked them out, sent them out into the wilderness. Or the other lamb that was slain. We know who the Lamb is. We know who the dragon is. He just told us, right? That serpent of old called the devil and Satan. You don't need to guess. So understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. So how do you overcome? The Bible says you overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That is the blood of Jesus Christ is how you overcome that man. Both Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 tell us, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:22, look, somebody has to die. Blood atones for sins. Blood and blood alone. There's nothing else. Only blood. See, without somebody dying, there is no forgiveness of our sin. Someone has to die. When Adam and Eve sinned, he clothed them with animal skins. Even all the way back there, somebody had to die. Innocent bystander had to die. Almighty God requires the lifeblood. He's God. He can set it any way that he wants. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. We even read in Leviticus, it says, the blood is the life. Revelation 1:5, it says, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen and amen. So do the math. Faith plus blood equals no elevator. Faith, that's on your part. Blood, that's his. And you can just put a big N-A there next to that, because that does not apply to you. But in times of trial, in any way in this world, you still overcome them the same way. First of all, here, by the blood of Jesus Christ, because the blood obliterates your sins. God slams down his gavel. Remember, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You're in a right standing with God, and he has got no hold on you. Everyone good with that? See, there's a shortage of understanding this out here in this world today. How else do I overcome? Number two, the word of your testimony. Catch the word testimony. It's just like being in a courtroom, right? Left hand down, right hand up. Where were you on the night of the 13th? Your testimony, like getting sworn in here in court. That sounds like this, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, my baptism scripture. Jesus says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father, which is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. And this, again, notice the key word here, confess. The Greek word is the word homologeo. That means to speak the same thing, means to agree with God, is what the word confess means. I agree with God that salvation is available through Jesus Christ. I agree with God, I'm a sinner. I agree with God, I can't make it in on my own. I agree with God, I need help. I agree with God. I receive his provision for my sin for everlasting eternal life. That's what the word confess means, homologeo. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if you can say that, if you confess him, then you'll never find yourself in this elevator here with this devil, or with this look on your face, like the look on this guy's face, like, you mean you're real? You mean I'm going to be accountable for all that I've done? Just look at that. Really? I was taught in college religion was just a crutch for weak people. Some people go into college fine and they come out and look at the things that they do after they come out. I thought this guy here was disproved in the Middle Ages. You mean you're real? That's what I get from that. Thirdly, you overcome by this truth. You love the Lord more than you love yourself. You love the Lord more than you love yourself. Verse 11 again. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Christians throughout the centuries have had to make a choice. It's lost on us today, at least here in this country it's lost on us, where your choice today is Jacksonville Jaguars on CBS or Tampa Bay Bucks, or today the Giants and the Dallas, 1 o'clock, or scrambled or fried, or sweet or unsweet. I mean, those are the choices we have here in this country, right? But the real test is, do you have what it takes to prove the devil wrong when he says that you will do anything to save your own hide? All right, now the second thing I want to look at here this morning is this sentence here from verse 12, from Revelation 12. It says, for the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan. Then it says, who deceives the whole world. This is how you end up here in this elevator. And how you end up hearing the truth from the devil for the first time in your life at the end of the line when he says, press H for both of us. If he presses H for you, friend, it's because you have been deceived. You've been deceived. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. My definition, to think that something, Jesus, is something. Just a good teacher with nice fluffy sayings. While something, Jesus, is actually something else, that would be the Savior of the world, praise God. Get that wrong, and this elevator is rapidly approaching your floor. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. The Apostle Peter says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. Jesus made this statement here as his number one warning for those nearing the end of the age, as we are when I look around here today. When they ask them, tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your return? What will be sign of the end of the age? Jesus answered and said, take heed. That is, watch out. That's be careful. Don't let anyone deceive you. All right, now turn with me. Let's flip over one chapter to chapter 13. Starting in verse 11. Revelation chapter 13.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I believe in God the Father. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.